to Stephanie's Guided Tarot. From coast to coast and around the globe, I am Stephanie, your host for today, and you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio, coming to you live from beautiful Sacramento, California. We are a live call-in show, and I will be doing live free tarot readings all show long. So if you want that reading, you guys got to give us a call at 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1, guys, to get in the queue or join us in our live chat room at psychictalk.live. Now, once again, that number is 714-816-4628, and remember to press 1. Well, before we start our show today, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a professional psychic medium and empath. I'm born gifted. I'm a third generation, and I've been doing healing and readings for about 26 years now. I love to read tarot, and I do have a very rare ability to look into situations and see detailed information. I love to read tarot, like I said, and I do use the cards. They sure do talk to me. And if you want to know more about me, you can Google me or you can go to my website at stephaniesguidedtarot.com. I also work on a few different platforms, so you're always able to kind of catch me. You can look for me on Facebook, my website, or you can catch me on Keen. I'm definitely a favorite there, and I am under Stephanie's Guided Tarot. So I want to send out some healing energy out today to everybody before I start these readings. If you're calling in to get your mini reading with me, please be direct. Have your question ready for me. I do not do general readings. I definitely need an energy to kind of grab onto, so please keep that in mind. And once again, if you missed it, call in at 714-816-4628, dial 1 right away. Let us know you want to be put in the queue. And also you can join us in our chat room at psychictalk.live. So let's get it started, guys. I know we got a lot of callers in there. So hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Oh, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York.
From where?
I'm calling from New York. My name is Tim.
Oh, hello. How are you today? So what is your question for me today?
So my question is in regards to me changing career / jobs. Not really sure where to go, so I've just been trying to tap into spirit, trying to consistently give a little 15 minutes meditation after some assistance from my guides and archangels. I just was curious if there are any cards have any information on me on that or how I can tap in further.
All right, so you're kind of wanting to know if you're going to change jobs or what's going to happen with your work coming ahead?
That is correct. I'm looking to do something new, something more, just something different than what I'm doing now, or a place that's more positive per se.
All right. Well, it does look like you're kind of trying to clear away for something new here. You've been making a lot of alterations, but you've been having a little bit of setback due to your financial or investment, you know, like financial, trying to invest. And so I get like you cannot take a material loss really anymore at this point. So I feel like you've been kind of delayed. You've been delayed, but that is going to change. Now, when I got that you were going to be making way for something new, it looks like that you're trying to start something before you end what you're doing to make sure that the financial security is there. So you have a goal and a plan of what you want to do already. And you just, to me, is what I feel anyways. So what I'm getting here is you're getting somebody that kind of talk and guide you through, like I do get like a faithful person around you or a friend trying to, you know, this might even be a new person in your life that's like a new friend or like someone that turns out to be a friend, because I'm getting like this loyal person that you can trust that's got really good intentions, that's consistent in what you're trying to do, and is going to kind of give you some knowledge on what direction to take so that you don't kind of have to anticipate, like, any more problems. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right. So I feel like you've been in this pause with your own self. You know, like for like the pause now, the struggle's been like in the present, kind of behind you. So, you know, not I do get timing, and it does look like it's like rounding around like the next month and a half, 2 months, okay?
Okay.
Where I'm getting like you not like where you're not having the trouble or you're not having any oppositions. You have goals. You know what I mean? Like, you already know what
yeah.
you want to do. You need to make more money. You want to see results. You want to get recognition. And I get you putting your abilities to the test. And you'll start implementing those ideas. It's all about action coming up next. So I'm glad that you already went through the test part. And now you're starting to recognize things and you're starting to push through. So you are going to, you know, take a nice little advancement here, and I get good news coming your way, which means you're going to get communication and you're going to get out of the dark very soon. You know, like what you're looking for comes to the light.
Okay.
All right. So I get to expect to hear some good news around that, and that you'll get like something that like you realize that you're getting like something that you want, but you are making an effort. Nothing's falling out of the sky. I do see you making an effort. So with that coming in, I think you got some things to look forward to, and I think you coming out of this, like, slump or this rut is about over. It kind of looks like things are going to be turning around. And
oh,
new work. So you don't have to leave your work, you know what I mean, until you get the new work. So I feel like you got something new. You get something new so you could clear away the old. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I get what you mean.
So you are in a transition, and, you know, you should be proud of yourself for taking the effort and trying to move forward your own self. It takes a lot of push through. Well, I hope I was able to help you today, caller.
You were indeed. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
All right, well, you have a very nice day. So I'm ready for the next caller. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Leanne, and I'm calling from Kentucky.
Well, hello, Leanne. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, how can I help you today, and what is your question for me?
I was just kind of curious what's coming up in my love life this year.
All right. Are you already seeing? I want to grab an energy. I need to know if I'm looking at somebody that you already are involved in, and you got to give me their name so I can grab their energy. Or are you single, and do I need to see if you're going to meet somebody soon?
Well, I'm separated, and I'm assuming we're going to divorce. So I'm just kind of curious if anyone's coming in, anyone new this year.
All right. Let me see if you're going to run into anybody new that kind of means something or what's going to happen with you romantically coming up.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you've been kind of, you know, I'm picking up your personality. And
mm-hmm.
I see that you definitely are a family woman because
yes.
I get you protecting home, I get morals, I get respect. I don't feel like you're the party kind of person. You very smart and reserved.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I do get, like, now that you're going through all this, like, you want to feel like a woman again. You are
mm-hmm.
a woman, of course. And I do get
right.
you taking care of yourself. But I don't think that, you know, you've been made to feel in a while.
Right.
I get somebody from the past coming up.
I know.
I don't
okay.
know. But it's not bad because you've
okay.
been married.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? And I get somebody that you have like a memory of. That's why I'm getting someone from the past. And this isn't the only person that I'm getting coming up,
mm-hmm.
but I think you're being protected. You need to learn how to talk to people again, especially men.
Yes.
And you know, you're kind of being slowly put back out there a little bit. So you're okay. More in a comfortable way for you. So the first man that I get is someone from childhood or your teenage years. Okay, he's that okay. long ago passed. And
okay.
I don't know if you reconnect through the internet or how that goes, because I do get a reconnection. And I don't know if he's already came in or if he's just about to come in.
Okay.
Okay. Now, this is what gets you out of your solitude.
Okay.
All right. This person, he's understanding. He's not selfish. He's accepting of what you're going through. You feel comfortable enough to get some counsel with him a little bit. Like, you know, talk about things that you're going
mm-hmm.
through.
Okay.
Which is nice, because there's
mm-hmm.
no judgment. I'm getting you getting a lot of pleasure, and it's going to raise your self-esteem and your confidence here.
Okay.
And you do need that.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I'm getting a relationship with you, like, potential, because, like I said, I don't think you're the kind of woman that just is going to date around.
No,
a bunch
I don't
of
plan on
that. I don't even
right.
get you like that. So, but you are an attractive woman, and I do get that you love nature. You like to be outside. You like to be outside, even if it's
mm-hmm.
around home. You know what I mean?
Right.
You like the water. I feel like during this time, you're going to be cautiously exploring conversations with people that approach. Like, I get, like, things in your neighborhood.
Okay.
I don't know if you've got kids or whatever this is, but I feel like you're in your community. You support your community. You know what I mean? Like
right.
the area that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And I get more people like, you know, you're not being so sheltered, you know, like, so people, you're having more communication. I don't feel that the man that you're going to start the relationship with is coming in through the internet, like the friend that I get
okay.
you talking to that comes out of the shell.
Okay. Okay.
You get what I mean? And I'm kind of getting that like around the end of summer. And you take it slow. You're not a fast mover. I feel like this guy is going to have to be your friend and court. Like, you get what I mean? Like, it's going to be
yes.
a slow pace but steady kind of thing.
Okay.
And then I kind of get by October is when it really turns romantic.
Okay. That makes sense, because I'm really not. Yeah, because I'm not ready to move fast. Definitely.
Hey, you know, divorce will kind of mess you up at the end. I know from experience.
It
you
does.
Know?
It's fast with the, you know, the guy I'm going to divorce. So I've learned my lesson. So I'm like, never again.
And it,
so,
it
yeah.
takes a minute to get your feet wet, because the first man you talk to, it's like he's your unloader. He's
right.
the guy you get to unload everything on and learn what not to say and what to say and, you know, what people want to hear. And, you get what I mean? I think
yes.
it's kind of cute how you're moving forward slowly, like you're being
right.
protected, and
mm-hmm.
you don't have to come so much out of your element.
Right, right.
And I think that what I'm also liking is that you're going to talk to somebody from your past. And even though you don't know the person anymore, somehow
mm-hmm.
this connection you're comfortable with.
Okay. That sounds good.
You get what
yeah.
I mean?
Right. Exactly.
So it's easy to open up. It feels like you already know them. So I hope I was able to help you today.
Yes.
And bring some insight into your up-and-coming love life.
Yes. Love it. Thank you so much.
All right, darling. You have a great day. All right, our next caller is area code 303. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Allison, and I'm calling from Arizona. And my mm-hmm. question, I do tarot, by the way, so feel free to, you know,
okay.
just chat away on that, whatever you see.
That's going to make it more powerful between the two
yeah.
of us.
Yeah, I'm making a local move tomorrow. It's
mm-hmm.
It's a different neighborhood, and I don't want to say too much because I don't want you to get any prejudice at all. It's
mm-hmm.
a rental, I will say. It's a rental. It's not a purchase.
All right. And what's the question?
I just got what this move, with this new space.
What you can expect to happen.
Looks like either positives or negatives. Yeah, heads up
all
or
right.
positives. Whatever comes through.
right away, I'm kind of getting a male. I don't know if you're cutting away from somebody yet, or if, you know, like if you're leaving somebody or if somebody new's coming in, because right away the first thing, even as I was flipping, I was picking up a male. But the man that I'm picking,
Yeah, go ahead. I have a minute.
Well, the man that I'm picking up, he's coming off as the King of Swords. And you know what that means? You know, he's someone that's really proficient and really kind of like doesn't show a lot of emotion. That's why I'm trying to figure out, is he old or new that you're moving in with?
It's definitely the I would. I'm not moving in with anybody, so we can take that one off the list.
All right. So
no,
are you trying to move up and get a fresh start, or leave as your landlord, or something with the King of Swords? Because I get the reason behind all of this.
Yeah.
Is to stop dealing with something that was negative. You get what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So I'm glad that you were able to help me out with that one, because I do
yeah.
more than tarot. And when I was flipping, I'm seeing this man. But I didn't feel
yeah.
he was very nice. And then I pulled the King of Swords, and I'm like,
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
here. All right. So let's see what's going to happen with this. All right, well, you are excited about it. I guess a new opportunity for you to kind of
mm-hmm.
clear away some energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do get you, you know, having a very attractive environment. I think you're kind of
mm-hmm.
brave doing what you're doing. So I'm kind of getting like this residency that you're going to do your best to make it feel good. So I don't
mm-hmm.
know what the outside looks like, or if you're moving down, or, you know, you're worried about the neighborhood or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I feel that you will have peace there. I don't feel like you're going to attract anything on the negative on the outside and bring it to where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I get you being able to rest a little bit more easily there,
mm-hmm.
sleeping better at night, the energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
Well, I think that you're going to have the ability to do more personal work, and that you'll be more
mm-hmm.
committed and happier at this new move.
Mm-hmm.
I get an energy shift with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's major.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that you feel very comfortable where you are right now, and I'm getting all that being released, that energy,
mm-hmm.
like the weight coming off of you. It gives
mm-hmm.
you a new perspective on giving you the confidence that you have to design things that you have kind of not been doing lately because of the way you've been feeling.
Mm-hmm. Right. I understand what you're saying.
So I feel like you know, you're going to start penetrating more things personally so that you can grow.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new energy. So I think more than anything that this energy is new. And it's a
mm-hmm.
new way for you to kind of get rid of the negative. I get you, I'm trying to get you, I feel like you've been stagnant for a minute, and now it's time
yeah.
to like block, just like explode.
Yeah.
Like when
uh-huh.
you're ready to do something, you go full force.
Mm-hmm.
So this move is not foolish, okay? I do feel like you're moving kind of quickly, but I don't know if you had a choice. Or if you just took
yeah.
the opportunity. You get what
yeah.
I'm saying, and I don't want you to
yeah.
worry. And I don't feel any negative activity on the outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
All
yeah.
right. And I do feel energy. I do house cleansings and things like that. So
yeah.
it's like even though I feel like whatever environment you're weary of, I get not to worry about it. It's nothing
mm-hmm.
like you've been dealing with, because you've been dealing with some negative forces coming your way lately, and it's trying
yeah,
to get rid of
them. Negative, yeah, but that, those are more from a situation or a person rather than the environment around me. Actually, the environmentally where I live now is a really great, great, great area, extraordinarily
mm-hmm.
safe. You know what I mean? I could walk up and down these streets any time of day or night, and I have done that. And without any issue at all, where I'm headed, my destination, I would
yeah.
say
and there's a difference
definitely
where you're going.
Not going to be taking that liberty. No.
I did,
no.
Yeah,
I'm not
I
saying it's
a ghetto, difference.
But. Yeah.
No, but I did see the difference of energy and that you were worried
yeah.
about it. You get what I mean? And, like, I didn't feel like anything, like, I know you have nice things and stuff like that, but I don't feel like that, remember I was like, I don't feel like there's anything on the outside that's, like, going to come into the inside.
Right, uh-huh, right.
And you were going to make your house beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't think that you're going to attract any negativity by making it look good on the outside either.
Right.
I did get a nice little energy, even though, you know, you're going somewhere where you're a little bit nervous about.
Apprehensive.
I get the energy to be quite positive. Kind of shifts.
Yeah. I wanted to say, just really quickly, and then I'll let you go, have a going back to the mail that you saw is actually a roommate who is a friend of mine. And so there's a lot of mixed emotions about an incident that triggered, that catalyzed all of this quick departure on my part, which involves an animal, not my animal, his animal. And so I love the animal. I love the animal. It's a dog. The animal, the dog that I'm leaving behind as a result of this move that has sort of been really quickly not forced upon me, but needed very, very quickly. And the person is a friend of mine for a couple of years. So I feel like I'm, you know, these are not just roommate situations. This is an actual friendship.
Maybe that's why
then,
I was picking him up first and I couldn't place him.
Right. So
you get what I mean?
If it's going to, because I love the animal, it's harder to leave the dog than it is to leave the roommate. I wonder if this can be restored, though. If this is a friendship that can be restored
with
some time.
What's his name?
Joe.
All right. Well, let's just see what's going to happen.
Because right now, you know, I have a lot of conflicted feelings, you know, I have a lot of conflicted feelings about this situation, and then whether or not it can be healed, or if I should even, if there wasn't a
well,
I'm going to
be straightforward with you. I think that you have a very generous personality, and you, you know, you're very forgiving. I think because you can see and feel the intention, like the person behind the bad intention.
Yeah.
You see the good into people. But I want to warn you here. I get that you need to be very cautious at this point dealing with him, because I don't think he's very happy with you, and he's a grudge holder. I also fear that he's fearing his financial because of this. Okay?
Yeah.
So on a couple of levels, he's being affected, and I would not at this moment try to talk to him because you're not going to be able to penetrate. Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think that he's going to feel bad coming up, okay? I don't think that the relationship's going to really be the same in the near future, but I do still see a friendship. I do. It's going to be different. I think that it's going to be more, like, I get texting, which is kind of different instead of talking.
Oh, okay.
You know, kind of to be the start. I don't get, I also feel that something's going, you know what, you can, I would say give it at least a couple of months before you try. And I do think you should try at that time, because if you don't, he's going to, he won't make an attempt. He's so headstrong. And you are, you know, the reasonable thing to do, playing your part. You want to make sure you try to heal it. At least you can do the best you can.
Yeah.
And try to, you know, bring things back together. And you are a good influence for him. So there is a good, a better omen for recovery here if you are patient. You don't do it now. Do it a little bit later. Because another thing is this guy's not in the best health either. I don't know if it's his blood pressure or if it's whatever this is. Okay, I do get like he's not in the best of health. He's not taking the best care of himself.
Right. That's true.
At the moment, and I think this can go hand in hand with his temper.
Uh huh. Okay.
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 So, you know, you'll be able to change it if you do it and you want to do it. He will not do it on its own. I don't think it will ever go back the way it was, but you can heal it because you're such a considerate person and you're a forgiving person.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, thank you so much for that insight. It gives me, you know, just something to kind of chew on a little bit. I was not planning on talking with him anytime soon. Just, I'm not even sure I want that person in my life, but I want his dog in my life, and that's the glitch.
Well, so that's why I said if you want to make it work, you're going to have to do it. He won't.
Yeah, right.
But it'll be up
to
you at the end of the day. And I guess if you do it, you're going to be considerate and nice to him so you can see the dog.
That's right. So I don't know if it's worth that. Okay. Anyway, I won't take up any more time. Thank you. That's been really, really interesting to listen to your input on this. So thank you. And God bless
you
for doing that.
Yeah, you too. You have a wonderful day. All right, guys. If you're listening in, I want to let you know that you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. And if you want to call into the show, you call in at 714-816-4628, press 1. Make sure that you get into the queue, or you can visit us on our live chat room at psychictalk.live. All right, so we're going to go on to the next caller. We have area. We're going to give area code 910 another try. It was one of our earlier callers. Let's see if we can get 910 on the phone. Caller, are you there, and where are you calling from? What's your name?
Mindy.
Hi, Mindy. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Well, what's going on? What's your question, and how can I help you?
Yes, it's a little bit more about my love life, and I've been kind of talking to this new guy, Lee, and I was just wanting to see if you could see into him and how he feels about me.
All right. Can you also speak up a little bit louder for me?
Okay.
What did you say his name was?
His name's Casey.
Casey? All right, I'm having a hard time hearing you. Finally, we got you on the line here. Let's see. What happened with this new guy, Casey, that you see him? Well, I don't feel he has. I mean, right away I'm getting that he has some type of financial issues where he's tricking you. I got a contradiction. So I don't know if he's telling you that he makes okay money or does okay, but then I get a contradiction, so it lets me know it's the opposite a little bit. It's a complex situation. So he has a situation as well.
Right.
I'm trying to figure this out here. So, I think you need to be, Mindy, I think you need to be cautious with this person. They're not into playing games, but they like to play games. And hold on a minute, because I'm getting a very mixed reading here. I feel like this person's trying to make you feel very optimistic, very good, and he's making you smile, but I do not feel you know him very well. I'm getting the doctor. I see Dr. Heckle and Mr. Hyde. It's a sign for me that lets me know he's got a split personality. Something else is going on there, okay? And it is really complex. I don't feel he's being 100% honest with you on who he is. He's the kind of guy where I'm feeling like he's trying to make this very sincere interest in you and telling you some things that you like to hear. But then I'm not getting him overcoming something to make things happen. I get him walking away from things at the moment that are too hard for him. I think this guy's got somebody behind him, like a woman that he split up with or he's got issues with. She's not gone all the way.
Okay.
And this is what he's kind of hiding. You know, he's trying to overcome his obstacles by moving on with us, with you, or you know what I mean, or talking to other girls. And she's putting a lot of energy into that right now. But the moment that they start to advance and talk again, his ex or whoever this is, you're going to see a very fast transformation. And I get the negative. So I just want you to go into this knowing that you should know this. All right? Like,
right.
You really do need to take some caution. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All right. Now, you got it.
It does.
Says
yeah.
that you're overwhelmed and you're trying to deal with a lot of things, too. And the only thing that you're focused on right now are positive things. And you want to have a really good relationship and you want your friends. I see, like, you going out, you want to take some pleasure in life now. You know, but you need people that are sincere around you. I'd make this guy your friend, but I would not fall in love with him. You can have fun
okay.
with him, but I don't feel him at all towards the relationship. It's like he's cool to be around. Fun to be around.
Yeah, he really is. Right? Well, do you see anybody else coming in?
Well, let me see really, really, really fast. If you're going to be meeting anybody new. I get someone from the past as well coming back in, but not so much. I get an ex. Overcoming obstacles.
An ex.
And so you have an ex already coming in and out of your life right now is what I get. Right? Because I see it.
Yeah, I'm like,
I got an ex coming in and out, in and out.
Yeah.
Who is that? When's the last
my
time
ex-husband
you
Adam?
Yeah, about a week ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting this guy in and out. So he's trying to do, you know, overcome things with you, which right now I think it's like wishful thinking on your part. You're like, yeah, wishful thinking. You're going to get me back. But I still get used to dealing with this guy. And it makes it hard for you to move forward. I feel like you're having fun. I'm not seeing, now I don't see forever. I can kind of see what's coming. You know what I mean? I feel like that you're going to be happy and you're going to be in back in, gosh, you get into a lot of relate. I feel like you, like, I get like a circle around you where you're not out of a relationship for very long. I feel like
no.
you're getting back with somebody. From you're getting back with your ex, or there's one of two coming in. As far as new people go, I'm getting you having fun and making new friendships, even with women. Like, you know what I mean? Like reconnecting and being inspired
right.
and having fun, but not a relationship. Your relationship's coming from somebody that's been there already. And you may have a couple of them. Or you've been
oh,
dealing
wow.
with this person going back and forth. For
yeah,
couple.
That's just what my ex Justin, yeah.
And who's the other ex? I got two of them.
Well, there's
you
Justin,
have another one?
And then there's Adam. Mm-hmm,
oh,
Justin.
My God. Like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. So, you know what? The best thing I can say for you to do right now when it comes to relationships is really just enjoy yourself. Don't put all your eggs in one basket at the moment with these new people. Work on, like, have fun and make friends and do the best. I think that you need some rest in your life. You need some good times now. So you need to kind of refigure, you know, like, touch back into who you are so you can start feeling yourself again. You know, pick yourself up,
yeah,
enjoy your friends. That's what's coming up. And then relationships, I guess you're working it out with one of those two.
Oh,
one
wow.
of those two men that is your exes in the next 3 months. So you really don't have that much room to play. And I feel you're kind of a young one. So that lets me know you're way younger than I am. and I'm 44. Mm-hmm. So you must be late 20s, early 30s, and still have a lot of energy in you. So enjoy yourself
late
30s. While you can, because when you get back, you back to business.
Okay.
All right, darling. I hope I was able to help you.
You were.
All right. Thank you. And, hey, guys, if you aren't able to catch me on today's show and you want to book an appointment with me, I have an amazing special going on until Sunday. If you go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com and you're watching the show, I am running 10. If you book a 10-minute session with me, you get 10 minutes free. And if you book a 15-minute session with me, you get 15 minutes free. And I'll be running this special all the way till Sunday. So it would be a pleasure to read for you guys. Make sure you check me out. And I hope to hear from you. All right, so we're going to try another caller here. We just got off with 910. I want to pick up with on area code 510. So area code 510, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, my name is Tasha.
Hi, Tasha. Where are you calling from? It sounds like you're close to me in California.
Yeah, California.
510, Oakland, the Bay Area. I live in Sacramento,
yeah.
So you're not too far away. What's your question, and how can I help you today?
Any messages, anything you see in the cards for me?
Okay, I don't do general readings. I got to be able
okay.
to pull in energy. So you got to
okay,
ask
well,
me exactly
relationship.
Kind of what you want to know. What about it?
Relationship. What do you see happening with that?
Okay, are you with somebody? That's still kind of general, darling. I need you to give me a name.
What
you want me to look
hearing.
Into?
Yeah, hearing.
His name is Hearing?
Henry.
Henry.
Yes.
All right. Well, let me see what Henry's thoughts are towards you. Let me get in his head a little bit and see what he thinks about you. Looking to see what his thoughts and feelings are. All right. Well, I feel like you're trying to be like at the beginning of something, because like at the beginning
okay.
of something new, like you guys are trying to start over or do something new again, or the beginning
yeah.
of a new. All right, well, I do kind of get, I'm getting a few different feelings here. I get that he's starting to see that you're the better, the favorable outlook. So when I get something
okay.
where you're turning to be the favorite one, or like you said, the beginning of something or starting over, like talking to you and dealing with you, I get like he's starting to stop doing the single stuff, you know?
Okay.
So I kind of get him using his power, you know, to kind of, you're using pressure. He's kind of wanting to move like fast in a way with you. And then when he doesn't, like, you don't say what he wants, he kind of can go the other way and get real quiet real quick. But
okay.
I do feel that he wants to try to come together with you. He does have a hard time with communication, but you're a
okay.
good influence over him.
Okay.
Okay. You are definitely tempting him. He has an artistic mind, or he's very creative. Because I don't know if that's like poetry with his words or him having like a very like a uniqueness about him.
Okay.
So I'm picking that up where I do feel he is very intelligent, and he's trying to he's testing things with you too. Like he's trying to test things with you to see how
okay.
you react, how your feelings are. Is this going to be, are you a friend, or is this going to be more, you know, like I get all these things kind of coming up. So it looks to me like he pretty soon, and what is coming up is that he's going to want to hear you say it.
Oh, okay.
Like he wants to hear you say how you feel.
Oh, okay.
And then when you do that, I get him being more compassionate and approaching you in a different way. I feel like he doesn't want to have any problems with you.
Okay.
Okay. So whatever, I don't know if this guy, like I said, I got like either you guys are starting over or this is the beginning.
Yeah, we
of
are.
Something.
Yeah. So I was wondering, should I just tell him how I feel, because I'm just right now waiting it out. I'm doing the same thing
and
he's
doing. And he's waiting it out with you. Yeah, maybe you should tell him, because I get the moment that you do that he actually kind of improves or changes more in a better way.
Okay, so should I call him and tell him, or should I text
him?
Well,
tell him that you think that he's been handling things pretty good so far, and you appreciate it, you
okay.
know? And you like the way, I know, and that you like the way it feels.
Yeah, because I haven't talked to him in a week now, so.
Well, he's busy, but I don't feel
okay.
there's anything wrong. If you were to reach
okay.
out, he would answer.
Okay.
He's kind of like, if you don't give him what he wants, like I said, he gets quiet. So
okay.
he must be wanting you to give him the go-ahead or the okay.
Okay.
I'm
all
so
right,
glad
so
I was able to help you out here today on that.
Thank you.
You were a little confusing at first.
Right. Okay, so
all
I'll
right,
do that.
Darling, I hope I was able to help you. It was such a
yeah,
pleasure.
Yeah, you was. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
You're right. Bye-bye. All right, guys, we have another caller, 631 area code. Caller,
okay.
what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Deandra, and I'm from New York.
Oh, hi. How are you? I hear a lot of stuff in your background. I can barely hear you.
You hear me now?
Yeah. What's your question, and how can I help you today?
I just wanted to know, do you see me reconciling with anybody or finding a new relationship with anybody?
Who is the person you want me to look into if you're going to reconcile with?
His name starts with I. Trying to move forward from the noise.
If you can't give me his first name, give me his initials.
I am.
All right.
Sorry, I'm trying to move far away from the noise as possible.
Well, thank you so much. I'm looking to see if you're going to reconcile with Mr. I am. Well, oh, wow. Okay, hold on. I'm just getting it. I said, oh, wow, because I feel like you're trying to be so tough through this process, and he really has you kind of worried here at this point.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like he made you, like, right away, like, I got to go through what you went through to see what's going to happen. I got to see it. So I do feel like he kind of did something like that made you feel like you were being like foolish, you know, and him repeating errors. I get a little bit of dishonor here and him having
yep.
some weaknesses. And I feel like what happened and the way everything ended, it was really hard, very harsh. And I feel like
yeah.
he just removed himself from you and you have had no time to heal. At all with this. No answers, no nothing. You're just dealing with disappointment at the moment. I do think that at the moment there's some things that are offsetting you and him getting back together. First off, you guys aren't talking and not well. The
yeah.
second thing is I do think that there's other influences around him that are telling him not to get back together with you. I don't know that if that's his friends or his family, but it's someone from somewhere close to him,
mm-hmm.
like trying to influence him to be free, you know,
yeah.
and be by yourself, be single. And I want to let you know that that does bother him. I think that he has a big ego and pride right here, and that's
oh.
a big reason why he hasn't tried to work things out with you, why you have tried to be the forgiving. You've actually got, I got one time you showed him your weakness after this. And
yeah.
he, and that's why you kind of have shut down.
And you showed him that weakness, and he didn't appreciate it at that moment because of everything that was going on around. I do get some guilt and regret here. So he did do something he shouldn't have did.
Yeah.
And you were valuable to him. And a lot of women ask me, well, if he loved me, why did he do this? I can't tell you why. But a lot, I want to say that it's only 80% of the men, or the women I've read for, the men have a wife or they love somebody, you know, like they're with somebody, but they're in love with somebody else. And like they can totally unassociate themselves. It's not love. It's like lust. I did get that he doesn't like to express his feelings very much, but he does miss you. He's starting to miss you. And I get that he's acting like a fool with this little ego immaturity. I get a fool. He's doing so much stupid stuff right now that I think he's a little lost. You might have to, I mean, I don't, it's not going to be right now because he's being so foolish and he's being influenced. And then I want to let you know, you're going to have to try to get through the next couple of months, and I don't want to upset you, but the only way that this is going to change is for you and him to have no talking, no communication, so that you can get back to a peaceful place. Where you could deal with each other, where there's not the anger or the hurt. And I know this is going to be so hard for you because the suspense is killing you. And you are having to transition.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to get back into each other's lives after that. And hanging out again, spend time again. But it's almost like I just got this huge gap between the two of you. You're not going to be able to work together for some reason until then. And maybe he needs to miss you and see what's out there to know that you cannot be replaced so easily. He's young.
Yeah. We are.
You know, if you want to know more, I know you got a lot of questions of what's going on, but like you said, if you want to know more, I am running a great special today. If you book 10 minutes, you get 10 minutes free, and if you book 15, you get 15 minutes free, and you just got to go to my website over at stephaniesguidedtarot.com. And I hope I was able to help
you
today. No, you're welcome, Marlon.
Thank
you so
much.
You have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. No, you're welcome. Well, I want to let you know that 305 is next. So, caller, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Eileen, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Well, hi. How are you today?
I'm excellent. You're very good. I've been listening before you started.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I hear Florida's got some really nice weather going on right now.
It's gorgeous here. I'm about to go out on my bicycle for an hour ride.
I know you're about to make a lot of people jealous with that one.
What can I say?
Blue
skies are above me.
We're okay. It looks like it's nice and hot, but it sure is chilly.
Oh, okay.
What's your question?
I reconnected with a woman this past weekend, and in for the work that I do, and which I've been doing since I'm a little girl, and I want to know if it's going to be really profitable, and she's going to get me projects and out of the country, in the country.
What's her name? Her first name.
Her name is Lynn, Lynne.
All right. I'm going to look to see what her intentions are, what her actions are going to be, if her intentions match her actions. You do fear that she's not going to be able to bring you financial. I do get you fear that. I don't know if she's like made you worry about something already, or if she's delayed you, or she might be a hard person to get a hold of sometimes. Okay.
No, none of that has manifested. I feel like we're really like kinship on so many levels, and I'm a professional, and she knows me.
The first thing I got was like worried about financial fear.
Oh no.
Like you were worried about fear of financial.
No, I'm not. I'm not at all. It's just another extension in my web of life. You know what I mean?
I don't depend on her. All right. The one thing, well, then maybe what I'm picking up here is something a little bit different than what you might be expecting. Now, I do get that there will be some travel wrapped around with Lynn. Okay?
Good.
Does she help you with? I'm getting travel. But I want to tell you I'm outside of tarot. I'm picking up a little bit of difficulties around some other things to get started that are with her, okay? Not you. It's not what you do. I do get, like, a few difficulties with her on some of the stuff that you have talked about, but traveling would not be one of them. She is a kind, warm woman. Look at the kind of personality. Get her personality. Well, she is going to bring you some financial, but I don't think that everything that you guys have talked about is going to happen right away. Not everything.
It can't happen right away because the buildings aren't complete yet.
Guys are still talking about it.
No, I just met her at an art festival I was in. She came down to see me.
Okay.
And I haven't seen her in about 30 years.
All right, so I know you guys have been talking, and I do get that she's very exciting to talk to and to deal with. I get that I'm getting travel wrapped around with Lynn, but I'm getting a delay on other things that she has been promising to you or talking to you about. Okay? So whatever, like, you guys have planned or what she's trying to do with the buildings or whatever this is, I do get a delay around it. So maybe you just should be a little bit cautious about that or just take that into accountability in your plan.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. I do get good financial. I get good health. I get an abundance. But I get difficulties bringing the stability upon you. So you are just going to have a few things come up that are going to be hurdles to get over to get where you're trying to go with this, with her. All right? I don't think that she – there is something where I'm getting – now, you haven't seen it yet, but I am getting a lot of things with financial where she's trying to be – like maintain some peace with you at the moment. So I don't know if you guys have talked about a deal or coming up with something – but I don't know if her financial is in the best place. And I don't know if that's the reason why I'm seeing setbacks.
Well, honestly, I haven't spoken to her about anything yet. I just met her for an hour at a festival. I was exhibiting my work, and she came in, and she said, "We're going to do great things," and that's it.
All right. Well,
tell me what she started working with.
Yeah, just be cautious of her. I think that half of the things that she's talked about could come through, but maybe the other half not. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, I'm a pretty strong business person myself, so, and I have a handle on my career and my what I will do and what I won't do and when I'll do it and things of that nature.
And I actually got, you know what else I picked up? It makes sense now that you said that. Is I felt like she was going to be hard to get a hold of or communicate with coming up.
Okay.
Okay?
She has a delay.
I keep getting these delays. These delays might be around the fact you guys haven't dealt with the issue yet either. It could be that too. You got to make it go towards your situation why I keep seeing these delays and, like, some disappointment, things that aren't as what they were brought to the table. You get what I mean? Like, she has something she can offer you, but you maybe not everything else will come in, or she'll delay it or won't answer the phone, or she'll get back to you as things kind of come.
Okay,
you
that's all right. I can handle that. I have enough on my plate right now in my own life and in my own clients and in my own world that I don't work for the man. You know, I'm an entrepreneur my whole life.
Amen.
So if something comes along, it does. If it doesn't come along, it's okay. Something else will come along.
That's right.
But the travel that you were talking about. You see, can I ask you a question? Do you see me going on a cruise ship again teaching art?
Let me see.
Before the summer?
Yeah, but I also get you escaping from your mental there, too, so you're doing more than just art. You get to relax.
I know. I know.
That freedom, yeah, I do. I get you going. You need it. I do. I get you need it.
Yesterday morning I said, God, I need a vacation just to stop thinking about all the projects I have.
It'll be a nice little retreat. Might be your only retreat for a while. Well, good luck to you. I wish you all the best.
I will keep you posted on all of.
Yes, for sure. It was a pleasure speaking with you. All right, guys, we are at the top of the hour. I'm going to do one more caller. Area code 289 is next. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Stephanie. It's Alicia. I'm from Canada.
Oh, hey, Alicia. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really glad I got to get connected. Thanks for taking my call.
I know, right? I had a feeling we were going to talk today.
Oh, I'm so happy I got to.
We talked on the last show, and I gave you a prediction, and you hit my email up, and you got to tell me you got to tell everybody what it was.
Okay, so you've given me a couple predictions this past year, and it's really shaped how things have happened, because the first one, I was trying to get away from, not sure if I should stay with my ex or not. You said there was another man waiting for me, and you called him the journeyman. Remember? So I ended up, even the same day you told me this, I met him, and it turned out he was a journeyman. He drove truck for a living, and it just made sense. So I was like, okay, I did meet a journeyman. That's really weird. She said I was going to, and it happened so fast. I did have a little fling with him, and I turned out a week later I was pregnant, and I was unsure of, was it my ex's or was it his? So I currently, my baby is now 11 days old. I gave birth to her on the 10th, and I had spoken to you. Your show was on the 7th. So 3 days before I gave birth, I think you did say it would have happened within 2 to 3 days. I ended up having her 3 days later. You said that it was the one who I didn't want it to be. So I was really fretting that it might be Journeyman because I don't know him very well. He was just a fling. It just happened. And it happened so fast. So now my question to you is there's a little bit of a twist and a turn into this whole story, because I did a DNA test with Journeyman's DNA, okay?
Okay.
It did come back. He's the father, but he's had a vasectomy 12 years ago. He just told me this when I spoke to him yesterday. He said he had his vasectomy 12 years ago. So I'm thinking, you know, do I need to research the validity of the test results from this company?
No.
Is the vasectomy, did it not work?
It is possible for a man with a vasectomy to have a baby. Just like it is possible for a woman that's had her tubes tied to get pregnant, even though it's very dangerous.
So this is his baby. I'm not being tricked.
You gotta trust the DNA. The DNA don't lie. I know. I knew. Yeah.
I think
the
deep down, I still am scared that this is the truth. But
let me see what's going to happen with you and Mr. What's his first name?
Jason.
Yeah, we can stop calling him Journeyman.
I know. Right. He doesn't even know. He does not have any clue.
Well, let's see what you can expect to happen with Jason when he finds out.
I'm a little worried about him. Like, I just want to know, what is to come with him and his mental state? I kind of don't know him. I don't know what I'm getting into, and I have to get to know him
once that he does, because I don't feel that he's actually got the results yet, or he believes them, or he's having a hard time, because I get a little bit of a withdrawal right now. Okay.
Well, he's I don't know. want to say. He's very,
doubt and all this stuff. He's got a reasonable fear right now. So do you, both of you. Okay, and so we can't put the blame like you don't really know him. Well, you got 18 years now. You just put in 18. So you're gonna either like it or not. You know what I mean? I guess what you've been experiencing with him is that he can be a little shady. And I think that's what's scaring the crap out of you, that you sense he could be shady. He's also being really timid towards the fact with everything going on. Yeah. When he finds out, has he found out yet?
Yeah, I spoke to him last night for quite some time and again today.
All right, you need to let this stuff soak in. Back off, okay?
Yeah.
Like, give him a week. Give him a week. I get that he is just so timid right now, okay? He's going to want to make plans with you to come and see this baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah, he's spoke about that already.
All right, so he's going to approach. Now, you and him, now you're going to get, like I said, I don't need you to have, he's not going to be as difficult as you think him to be. And I don't want you to put the energy out there that it's going to be negative, because I do get things that you, the hardest part was facing him and dealing with the situation. That was the hardest part. So if that was the hardest part, what's coming next isn't going to be just as hard. Do you understand? I do get things will change. He's going to want to make some type of an effort because he did miss the birth, and that bothers him.
Yeah.
So he is going to account for his actions. I do feel he's going to try to be meaningful with your daughter, and I also feel he's going to fall in love with her. And he's also going to try to continue he's going to test things with you to see if you can get romantic again.
Yeah, he's talked about that already, and it scares me because I've got my guard up.
You got to deal with this, and you have to face him. And I don't want you you cannot treat her like a business negotiation. There's
no negotiation.
Show strength. Like, you could come and see her, you could come and do this, but you can't talk to me, we're not doing this. Don't put that out there. You don't know what's going to happen because you're going to see a different Jason.
Yeah, okay.
Give him a chance. You don't have to. Now, I ain't going to lie. I do see the Lover's card coming up around the two of you. It looks like you're going to be intimate again in the future.
Oh, God.
And I do get him making an effort.
Yeah.
So, you know what? It's time to forgive.
Okay. Well,
time to forgive. Forgive yourself.
It's hard to even accept. It's hard to accept.
I know. But forgive yourself.
Yeah. It is what it is. It happened, and I guess I just have to go with the flow.
If he wants to come over and he needs to be, you let him come over and you let him spend time with the baby. He's not interfering with anything else you got going on. As long as he's helping you, you let him come.
Okay.
Or, you send him pictures. You want him to have you do want that. I think that you're going to see a big change with him. So I kind of like what's coming up with you. I think you're coming out of the hardest part that you've been having to deal with. And now because you pushed through it, you have other things to look forward to. And he's not going to be a deadbeat. Don't have that fear. I think he's going to try. Don't push him away. Not at the beginning.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. I hope I was able to help you. And,
I just want to know, Stephanie, do you happen to see if there's going to be any issues with Eric, my ex? Because I kind of just blocked him because he was threatening me, and he took a look at her and said, "That's not my baby." So now I'm kind of scared. You know, he's going to try to mess with me because he's being horrible to me. So I just want to know that I can walk away from that and start a new chapter, close that one. Sorry.
Well, he's being aggressive because he is trying to cut you out of his life.
Yeah.
All right. And he could be a little violent, so I wouldn't mess with him anymore. You're right to cut him off.
Yeah.
Okay. He's having a difficult time with what faced him as well.
Yeah.
He knows that's not his baby.
Yeah.
You need to announce it. Did you announce it to him yet?
No, I just disappeared because he told me if I contacted
him
anyway. Yeah,
you need to tell him that you did a blood test and that it's not his, and that now you both can move on forward away from each other. You have to account for this. Otherwise, because he's having difficulty dealing with this right now.
I feel
and
horrible.
If you don't, he's going to face you and he's going to have a temper. You might as well do it over the phone. Tell him that you just got the DNA. I want to, and you have take a picture, screenshot it, and send it to him when you get it. And you need to let him know that this child is not his and that you are moving forward and, you know, take care. Peace out. However you're going to do it, goodbye.
I apologize. Yeah. Okay.
Yep. And you account and you let his, because until you do that, his temper is building and building and building. And
right.
We don't want that. I don't feel him hurting you. I think that your part, like you said, that part's over. He would be a fool to come over there now after that.
Yeah.
You need to show strength, and you need to leave him alone and go through with your convictions. I do get Jason's going to help you out financially coming up as long as he knows you're not dealing. As long as he recognizes you're not dealing with this other guy, too. So he must know you were with him, too, because
he's
not
going
to help you if you're playing him.
Yeah. No, Eric did not know that I met someone else, but Journeyman Jason knew that I had broken up with my boyfriend. So,
now, you are done with the past relationship. It's done. It's completely done.
Cutting cords. I'm going to have to stand up like a woman and close that door and just let him know. I really believed it was him, but it turned out something else. That it worked
and now,
in his favor.
And you know what? Everything happens for a reason that we may not understand. And now you have to make things right with this new person that is going to be in your life for a long time, whether you like it or not.
Yes. Okay. And if I didn't meet him, then maybe I wouldn't have my baby girl. So there you go.
That's right. Exactly.
Yep.
All right, Amanda, good luck to you, and thank you for calling me.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Hello.
Have a great day.
You're welcome.
You my
too.
Day. I feel very confident. I was very lost.
All right, everybody. I want to thank you for joining in today at Stephanie's Guided Tarot at Psychic Talk Radio, psychictalk.net. If you want to book a session with me, I'm running a special. Book 10 minutes and get 10 minutes free, or book 15 minutes and get 15 minutes free. I'm going to run the special all the way through the weekend. You know, I want to leave you with a few words, and that is live your life to the fullest. Show the kind of love that you want to be treated to yourself. Energy attracts energy. And we are all human with all different experiences. Just be open with life and do the best that you can to live your best life. I want to thank you for joining me, and everybody have a blessed day. Bye.